you consider mankind, we understand that there are many things that make up a man. God has given to all of us many varied qualities, and the qualities in their various combinations that we all possess set us apart from others all around us. To some, God has blessed them with gifts in the realm of academics or the gifts of the mind. Some he has blessed in the area of the arts and the abilities of music and other things. And to some he's given gifts in the areas of trades. They have the abilities as carpenters and electricians. And some are creative while others are athletic. Some possess a strong physique while others have a much frailer frame. Some have the blessing of health while others always seem to be more sickly and struggle in their health. Yet no matter what qualities we possess, there is one equalizer in all things for mankind. And that equalizer for man is simply this: time. God gives to all of us a certain period of time. And all of us must face the reality of time. And that's been the theme of the verses that, the songs that Tim, I believe, has caused us to sing. The thoughts of our time and what time God gives us here upon the earth. All of us only have so much time, and what we do with that time is going to make a difference in the end. One author made this statement about time. He says, "Time is free, but it is priceless. You cannot own it, but you can use it. You cannot keep it, but you can spend it. Once you have lost it, you can never get it back. Time is a precious commodity. It is truly priceless. And time for many is quickly passing away." Some here tonight look back over your life and you realize that your past, or the time of your past, is far greater than the time of your future. And time is passing by quickly. For some of us as parents tonight, we look back and we're facing this reality that the years that we have with the children in our home are less than the years that we have already had with some of them. And it's amazing just how quick time seems to march on. We only have so much time that's been entrusted to us. Since the Roman poet echoed these two famous words centuries ago, "Time flies," man has been racing against the clock. We live in a society which causes us to constantly be fighting against time. We live in a society today that has an ever increasingly faster pace of life. Our food is fast. Our information is instant. We are always connected, always in touch, and always seemingly out of time. In James chapter 4 and verse 14, James asks this question: "What is your life? What is your life?" He would answer and says, "It is even but a vapor, here for a moment and gone again." Time is moving by very quickly. And it matters what we do with the time God has trusted to us. We ought to use our time for eternity's sake. I want you to look at Job chapter 7 tonight. And I want you to look at verses 1 through 6 and follow along as I read. Tonight I want to consider a few things concerning our time under that question, what is our life? Job 7 verse 1, we read these words: "Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as an hireling looketh for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise, and the night be gone? And I am full of tossings to and fro unto the dawning of the day. My flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Let's bow and ask the Lord's blessing upon our time together. Then I want to consider a few things tonight about our life in relation to the time that God has given to us. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight that we can come and consider the truth that is found in your word. Lord, I thank you for its instruction, its help, its encouragement to our lives. Father, all of us must face the reality of time. Lord, each of us wake up every day and we only have 24 hours in a day to do that which you have called us to do. None of us gets more time than another. And Father, I ask and pray that you would help us to use our time wisely. Lord, it's so easy for us to get our eyes focused on the wrong things. It's easy for us to become discouraged by the trials and troubles of life. But Father, we need to have a right perspective, a biblical perspective concerning time and concerning our life. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd help us even as we consider the thought, what is our life? Lord, we realize that it's but a vapor. There's only a moment or two of time here upon the earth, so to speak. And we must use it well for your honor and for your glory. So, Father, I pray that you'd help us and teach us tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And Job was a man that faced some of the greatest trials of life. In fact, when we find Job in chapter 7 here, he has already faced those most difficult and those dark days. He has lost everything that was important to him in but what seemed to be a moment in time. He lost his children and all that was important to him with his family. He lost his wealth. Those that were supposed to be of help to him and comfort to him and support to him, his wife and his friends, they basically forsook him. I often think of the counselor of his wife, just curse God and die. What an encouragement she must have been to him. I'm glad I didn't marry a wife such as that. That was Job's predicament. That was the troubles of his life. He had lost everything that was so important to him. And in the midst of all these things, Job recognizes something. He understood that my life moves by very quickly. And if you look at verse 6, he makes this statement, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle." That's the focus that I want to think on tonight. Job understood that time is moving by very quickly. He is struggling with all of these things that are taking place in his life. And at that moment in time, his heart has been broken. He is struggling with grief. We hear those in the words that we find in the first parts of this chapter where he says, "I am tossing to and fro." He's having his sleepless nights and things seem to be moving by so quickly as he battles through all of these things. He relates his life to the weaver's shuttle. In other places in this book, he would call or refer to the brevity life when he speaks of it as life as a shadow. He would consider his life as a cloud. He will look at his life as the wind which comes through and is gone right away. Job understood that life was short. And the question is, are there any lessons for us to learn from this little statement of Job? My life is like a weaver's shuttle. It is moving by so quickly. And as I think about those words and I think about what Job is saying, that my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, as he is speaking of the brevity of life and the speed of which life is moving by, the reality is I think there are some lessons for you and I to gain from that. What is our life? It is even a vapor. It is here for a moment and then it is past. What is the days of your life? There are things that take place. There are circumstances that we're now involved in. There are things happening in our lives today. And things move by so quickly. And things change so fast. What lessons can we learn? As Job would say, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. There are three things I want us to see tonight. Number one, I want us to see this fact, that life is ever changing. Life is ever changing. Job makes reference to the fact that life is moving by very swiftly. Now, you and I often look at the swiftness of life and the changes of life that come by so quickly as a negative, don't we? We look by the shortness of time and we look at the fact that things happen so quickly in life and we see the negative side of those things, and there is a negative side to that. But there is another perspective that I think we can grasp. And I think Job probably had this in mind as well as he was going through these very trying and difficult days. One of the things that impresses your mind as you read through the book of Job is we realize he wasn't perfect. Job struggled. But Job was a man who really did, in the midst of the greatest struggles that man has ever probably faced upon this earth, save the Lord Jesus Christ and maybe the Apostle Paul. Job had good perspective. I mean, when he loses everything, what are Job's words? Naked came I into this world, and naked shall I return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's perspective. Most of us struggle with perspective. As he talks about his trials, he understood that when he has tried me, I will come forth as pure gold. Job had good perspective. Job understood that life is ever changing. If life is quickly moving by, and it is, then you and I can surmise this fact, that life is ever changing and the situations that we now find ourselves in are going to soon pass away. Job's heart had been broken. His life and his world were changed in a moment of time. In a very swift motion, his world changed. He had wealth at one moment and he was poor the next. He had his family one moment and then they died. He had friends and comforters and they turned on him. And things changed very quickly and life was swiftly moving by. But Job also understood that that would change yet again. You know, so often when you and I are facing hardships, don't we feel that time just moves too slowly? When will the trial ever end? But our days are short and time moves on, and these troubles will soon end. As we continue to read on in the book of Job, you're going to find that Job's soon going to find the Lord. And the Lord's going to enter into his life, and the conditions of his life would change again. And this time it would be for good. God would bless Job yet again, but there was a purpose in all of these things. And the trials were designed and given to him by the Lord. And things come into our lives, but things are ever changing. I like the words of the Apostle Peter that he shares with the persecuted people. I want you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 for a moment. 1 Peter chapter 1. Life is ever changing. Sometimes we have trials and troubles that come into our life, but God is able to work those things for our good. 1 Peter chapter 1, look with me beginning in verse 6. Peter again writing to believers who are in the midst of great persecution, great struggle, simply because they profess faith in Jesus Christ. The government was placing upon them persecution. Some were burned at the stake. Some were literally set on fire so that Nero's gardens could be lit at night. They were losing their life. Their family was turning on them. They were losing their incomes. And a lot of things was happening to these folks because they said, I believe in Jesus Christ. I put my faith and trust in Him. Peter, now writing to this group of people, says this, verse 6, wherein we greatly rejoice, though now for a season, If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though ye now see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. What wonderful words. To those who are struggling, Peter would write and says, yes, you're in a time of struggle. You're facing persecution for a season. You know, there are seasons of life, just like there are seasons of the year. Now, we basically have two, winter and fog. Okay, that's about all we know in some regards. At least that's what it seems for this year. But there are seasons of life, and things do change. There was a season for these to suffer persecution. But Peter reminds them, hey, listen, even if you were to die, you're going to receive the salvation of your souls. It won't last forever. Things will change. And life is, folks, as you and I see life moving by and moving quickly, never forget that there is a change to life. It is ever changing. Life is always moving on. Time stops for no one and nothing. Your life is ever changing. And God is in control. We need then to learn to trust in Him, as the Bible says, with all of our hearts. Not to lean to our understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him, knowing that He directs our paths. Life is ever changing. Job would say that my life is moving swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Life is moving by so quickly. And folks, if life is moving by quickly, and it is, and time is continuing to march on, then keep this perspective that your life and my life is ever changing. We may be in manifold heaviness at this point in time, but there is blessing still to come. And even what if you and I know on this life is only that of difficulty and trials and troubles, we have the glory of heaven awaiting us. And at the end of our time here on earth, there is eternity. So we need a right perspective. Life is ever changing. But I want you to also notice that life has a purpose. Job refers to his life as a weaver's shuttle. There is a purpose to our life. Here Job compares it to the tapestry of a weaver. Jeremiah would use this illustration. He would speak of the potter and the clay. And the biblical writers are trying to help us to understand that there is a purpose to our life. God has a purpose for everything that comes into your life and to mine. How many of you have taken the time or have ever seen a weaver at work? Some of you have seen that. It's been a while since I saw something, so I went online last night and I watched a little bit on YouTube to see some of these folks and what they do and how they use all of their skills. And it's an amazing thing to watch. I'm really not even sure what I saw, but you can see the finished product. These little ladies there were moving very quickly. Their hands and their feet are constantly in motion and everything is happening, and I was confused. But in their mind, they know what they're doing. They see the pattern in place, and they know the beauty of the end result. To you and me watching, it looks like a jumbled mess. It's hands moving everywhere, it's feet, it's pedals, it's things flying, it's string going. I'm going, what in the world? Then you begin to see it all unfold. Folks, God has a purpose for your life and mine. And things sometimes in our life are moving very swiftly. It's like the weaver's shuttle. Everything seems to be taking place, and sometimes you and I can't begin to grasp nor understand the purpose that God has in store. But don't forget, God has a purpose. He has a desire. He has a design. The weaver knows what they are making, and they have the skill to make something that is beautiful, even though to the rest of us it just seems to be a lot of motion. In our lives, it is God who controls the shuttle and designs that which to Him is most beautiful. If you would go to Jeremiah's illustration, it's the potter forming the clay. When that lump of clay hits the spinning wheel, it's nothing to be impressed by. But it's through the motions and the movements and the pressures of the potter that those wonderful pieces are made. In their mind, they know what they want to create. And if some flaw is found, sometimes they'll take that lump and they will stop and they'll remove the defects and then they'll start all over again. To one who is watching, you would think that seems to be so wasteful or such a difficult thing for them to do. Yet it makes sense to the potter because they know what's best. It makes sense to the weaver to do these things and create this pattern because there is a purpose. What's Ephesians 2:10 tell us about your life and mine? What a wonderful blessing, isn't it? For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6 says that He hath begun a good work in you and will perform it unto the days of Jesus Christ. God has a specific design for your life and for mine. You know what we need to allow Him to do? We need to allow Him to carry out that work. He is the weaver. And the shuttle is moving by so quickly. And the events of our life are all kind of in our mind sometimes a jumbled mess. But don't forget, your life and my life has a purpose. Third, I want you to see this. Life is a process. God is always at work. And He will complete that work, but that work is not yet complete. That day will one day soon come. What you and I need to be careful of is this. We need to be careful not to judge God's unfinished products before He's done. Sometimes we can look at things going on and we begin to think that somewhere along the way there's been a mistake. You know, sometimes the true beauty of a weaver's work is not seen until the project is complete. You ever taken a tapestry and turned it over? That's not a beautiful thing to see. Now, a good weaver is more beautiful than a bad weaver. But really, the beauty's on the other side, is it not? And sometimes what you and I see in this life is only the backside of the tapestry. We don't necessarily see that finished product. But folks, remember, your life and my life is a process. God began a work in you and He's going to continue to do that work, but it's not complete yet. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ would say in Matthew 7:1, judge not that you be not judged. Sometimes we have a tendency to judge others and their lives. We begin to look at our lives and we begin to make judgments that really we ought to be careful of. We ought not judge God's unfinished products. You may look at another person's life and you may get discouraged. You might think, wow, I've spent so much time, I've tried to encourage them, I've prayed for them for so many years. I just don't think anything's ever going to change in them. Folks, we ought to be careful not to judge God's unfinished products. God is at work. They're a child of God. He's working in their life. He knows what He will accomplish and how He will do it. Mom and Dad, you need to remember that God's still working in the life of your children. Sometimes we get discouraged in the process of parenting. Boy, it just seems to be so hard. A lot of parents get that way as soon as they hit those teenage years. Uh-oh. Boy, that child of mine, I don't know about them. We begin to struggle. Listen, Mom and Dad, I don't know if you did this or not. We did with our kids. They were dedicated to the Lord. As Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord. I've always reminded my wife of this thought when she's asked me some questions along the way. And that is this: Aim, don't forget, we gave them to God. They belong to Him. They're not my kids. I am to do my best to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I am to guide them to the ways of the Lord, but they belong to the Lord. They're His children. He blessed them with us, and we have a great responsibility. But I can't get discouraged because for a season or time, there's issues or struggles within their life. I've got to keep working and keep praying and keep guiding them and directing them to the Lord. But God is at work in their life. We begin to look around and we see folks at one time were faithful in the church and we go, boy, I don't know what happened to them. And we can get discouraged about those things. Hey, listen, God is at work. Life is a process. It all belongs to Him. Let's not judge the tapestry before it's done. Life is moving by swiftly like the weaver's shuttle. Things will change. There is a purpose. And God is involved in your life in a process. What is taking place in our lives sometimes seems to happen so quickly. But God is completing His work in you and me. Job was looking at one part of his life. And all he could see were the dark threads of the weaver's shuttle. But anyone who knows anything about the areas of paintings or the tapestries would tell you this. If all you ever used were bright colors, you wouldn't have the beauty. Because you have to contrast the bright with the dark. To allow the bright to really stand out and to show forth their beauty. God sometimes has to weave within our lives some dark strands of fabric. And things are moving by so quickly. But folks, let's not get discouraged. Let's truly trust the Lord with all of our heart. Let's not lean to our understanding. Let's in all of our ways acknowledge Him, believing that He directs our paths. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Though he fall, he is not utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. God is doing a work in you and me. But sometimes we look at life and we say, as Job does, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. At that moment in time for Job, there didn't seem to be much hope. But you know what? Life changes very quickly. In just what would be a few moments of time, God would introduce Himself to Job again and say, Job, let me tell you who I am. Job's heart would then be broken and be humbled before his God. And God would then in turn bless Job with twice as much as what he had given him before. Job was truly an upright man. He is a man of good and godly perspective, not perfect. Job understood that life moves by very quickly, and folks, it does. And I'll be honest with you, in our society today, life seems and time seems to travel just a little faster than it used to. Although it doesn't, from the perspective of what takes place in life, it just seems like we never have enough time. But the reality is this: life is ever changing. Our life has a purpose. God is doing something in you and in me, and don't forget, it's a process. It takes time for a weaver to make a tapestry. Now you might think, boy, that's really quick. I can't believe how fast they can do that. Because they do move pretty quick. But it still takes time. And it's still a process. Your life and my life and the life of others around us are in a process of life. And God is working in them. Let's not be discouraged. Let's not be disheartened by what's taking place at this time in life. But let's understand that life is moving very quickly. There is time, and there's a blessed thought with that, that God is doing His work. Let's allow Him to complete that work in you and me. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for our time tonight. We thank You, Lord, that we can consider some truths from Thy Word. We ask and pray Your blessing upon us now as we are dismissed. We ask that we be dismissed with Your blessing. Give us safety, Lord, as we travel home. And Lord, I pray that You would use us to be an encouragement and a help to others this week. That we'd be a testimony to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that through our lives, through our testimony, Lord, through our sharing of our faith, that some who know not Christ would even be saved. And Lord, we'll thank You and praise You for what will be accomplished, Lord, this night and throughout this week. We'll thank You, Lord, and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.